New day, new vibe.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
We the best. 18.5 UFM.
So, the two elements we're comparing today, basically, being rich in Nigeria versus managing in Canada.
Being rich in Nigeria versus managing in Canada.
I feel like we need to define what managing is, though. Like, what does managing look like?
Well, the thing is, right, a lot of people will say, man, I want to leave Nigeria, I want to go to Canada or US or whatever. But the truth of the matter is, no matter what your occupation is here, once you get there, you got to start from the bottom now. You got to start from the bottom, okay? No matter what your qualifications are, you need to start from the bottom. So you may not be in as high a position as you are in Nigeria when you get to Canada, which is what a lot of people complain about, that nobody tells you.
But I feel like this is common knowledge, though.
A lot of people will still complain that nobody tells you that you have to go there and be managing.
They want to go to their brother and floss on the gram. Sorry.
Exactly.
That ain't how it works.
So managing is, you know, you may not be living in as nice a place as you want. You may not have the particular job that you were doing in Nigeria. Like I said, you have to start from the bottom, meaning that your apartment is going to
and
be
see if
like
you get there.
Exactly. And see if you get there and move to the top and everything. So, which would you rather do? Be rich in Nigeria or just manage in Canada?
The number to call is 0700-123-885-885. Again, 0700-123-885-885. We also want to know your opinions on social, okay?
That's
at
right.
885_UFM. And hit us up on WhatsApp, 0915-410-2885. Being rich in Nigeria versus managing in Canada.
Where do you fall?
And why?
Exactly. You got to give us the exact whys. There's a lot of pros and cons to the situation, you know, because being rich in Nigeria, you can flex. Like, nothing is out of bounds for you if you got that money.
You can actually just wake up and go to the Canada if you want to.
Yeah, you can travel and come back and still enjoy Nigeria. And you know what it is? In Nigeria, money talks. Let's be honest.
Money talks.
It speaks our languages. Anything you want to do, you can do it. Our scenario this morning, like, I mean, you know, but we're not trying to promote that.
But I feel like some people are actually just content with the idea of being somewhere else, somewhere other than Nigeria. So you find people say, anywhere, let's just be going. You know, regardless of whether they have to toil and struggle and scrape basically to make a living outside, they just want to not be in Nigeria. And I think that that's crazy, actually.
I can understand it, though, because even if you're struggling to make ends meet or managing while you're in Canada, the benefits of the society, first of all, things work. Things work, okay? So you can take advantage of those things. Public
basic
transport.
Transportation.
You know, transportation, you don't have to be in long queues, or maybe the BRT bus doesn't show up, and then it's just a whole mess kind of situation.
Education,
where prices change when you take a bus. One minute is 50, the next thing is 100 naira, the next thing is 500, and you're like, why? So
you can't even plan your life, basically.
You can't really plan your life here in terms
of
finances.
Of security.
Yes, there is more security in Canada than you would have here in Nigeria.
Oh, well. So, again, being rich in Nigeria versus managing in Canada, which do you prefer and why? It's the new sound of Lagos, 88.5 UFM, bringing you all the hot jams, great vibes, education, money, and things. Every good thing you can think about literally is happening here on 88.5 UFM. It is still the jump off with Francis and Rachel, and we are playing versus, right? This is where we compare two elements, you know, weigh the pros and the cons to know how it's really doing you in your body, where you fall, and why.
I can't take you seriously. Why are you like this?
Why am I?
Oh my gosh, in one corner, being rich in Nigeria versus managing in
Canada.
Yenny from Lekki says, is this even up for debate? I will rather jokba straight and be managing in Canada. Someone managing there still has an apartment, a car, quality healthcare, and more. Right now, even the middle class in Nigeria are crying because they can't afford what they used to. Saving one naira
a year will not
get you up to a dollar.
This is sad. Ibrahim from Ebute Meta says, I would rather be rich in Nigeria, to be honest. If I'm rich here, there are certain opportunities that can only come to you in this country when you are rich.
Mm-hmm.
If you are part of that 10%, you are almost set for life if you have sense. I like that caveat, if you have sense.
Uh-huh.
Why would I want to be managing in another country when I can be rich here in Nigeria? Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling us from?
Okay, this is calling from Lakey.
Say that again.
Frank. My name is Frank, calling from Lakey.
Hi, Frank.
How you doing?
I'm very well.
We want to hear where you fall on versus and why. Being rich in Nigeria versus managing in Canada.
Okay, first of all, I want to commend UFM. You guys are doing great. Man, you just came into the airway. It's like a surprise, man. You're taking over the airways.
Hey!
Thank you so much.
Okay, back to the topic.
Yes.
I prefer being rich in Nigeria, man. This Nigeria is sweet, too. Like, mad. I like Nigeria. You know, if you are rich in Nigeria, like, you have everything, you know. Mm. But going to Canada and managing in Canada, no, it's enough for me.
Right.
Yeah, I prefer being rich in Nigeria. You know, in Canada, in Nigeria, if you are rich, there are so many things you can do in Nigeria now.
Okay, give us examples.
Nigeria. Like, okay, in Canada, all those laws, for instance, traffic laws, you know. If you are rich in Nigeria, you can just come with your convoy and I'm into the traffic. I'll just let
Really, Frank?
Wow.
I'm very rich in Nigeria. All right.
Okay, Frank, thanks for calling.
Have a great day. Keep listening. Bye bye.
Basically, Frank says he wants to continue breaking traffic laws.
Traffic laws. I mean, that's the thing. You know, like, over there, it's like they're so, you know, strict with the rules. You
they
gotta
are,
pay
yeah.
bills on time. Mm-hmm. If you don't pay, the lights is awful.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't pay, you're not seeing lights. You know, water. So everything. It's not like here that you'll be owing.
You can beg, you know.
You can bend. You can, yeah, basically finagle, you know, perks here and there. I think that's what Frank meant.
And that's true. If you want to beat traffic, you have money.
you just
get convoy, my friend. You pass through the traffic.
Okay.
It's really hard to choose because I can see the benefits in both sides. And I can see the negatives because, okay, fine. We complain about lights. Like your own government, you provide your own light, your own water, your own this, your own that. But if I had all the shmoney, best believe solar panels all over the hizzle. Best believe we got a gen, you got an inverter,
yeah.
And you have somebody designated each of those things. You don't even need one. You can have somebody who turns on the gen, somebody who manages your solar if it's
a
problem.
Girl, I see how you be doing.
You can get a driver.
Money if it's you.
So even if there's traffic, you'll just be cruising chilling in the back seat of your car. And you can get those cars where they have the TV inside. Uh-uh. Hey!
And the air conditioning has air conditioning.
Oh,
my goodness.
You can buy your food in traffic even, you know,
Even small shops in traffic.
And you can go to eat on the best restaurants, go to the best places, the best destinations.
Living la vida loca,
Living la vida loca. But at the same time, you know me, I'm a type A personality. I actually like having rules because I know where my boundaries are. So I know I can do this and I cannot do this. Mm-hmm. So at the same time, it gives me order. When things are in order and things are structured and I know the consequences through and through, it gives me a peace
of
mind, you know? Gives me a peace of mind. If I don't pay my bills on time, I know they're going to cut lights. So I better make sure that I pay it. And, you know, I know no amount of begging is going to sort it out. So I make sure that I am on point. And let us not forget.
What's that?
Food. Like, eating in restaurants, in nice restaurants abroad, is cheaper than eating in nice restaurants in Nigeria. So you can actually still enjoy good food while you're in Canada without spending way too much money.
I feel like there's also the element of, you know, you're not at home. You don't see people who look like you, like, at every turn. So there's that element of, you know, I don't want to call it feeling like a second-class citizen or a second-class human, basically, but there's always just that feeling over your head. Like,
it's a reality.
Yeah.
Because it is a reality. You definitely do feel like a second-class citizen. Because you're black. And you're African on top of that. You're black and you're African. Because when you go to other countries in Africa, nobody knows whether you're from that country or not. They don't care.
Unless they hear the way you speak, maybe, or your name or something.
Exactly. But in Canada, everybody will know.
You stick out like
your skin color is just there. And the truth is, racism is still a reality. So it'll be very scary. Like, one thing my friend likes to say is that if I'm in my own country, you cannot tell me anything.
Right.
You can't tell me anything. If I want to defecate in the street, you can't tell me anything.
No.
I'm not promoting that, y'all. But, you know, she's kind of crazy.
No.
She says a lot of crazy things.
Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Goodluck.
Good luck.
Hi, good luck.
Lagos State.
Where in Lagos, good luck?
Shangi to the market.
Okay.
So tell us, which one would you...
Good luck. Try again, no.
Good luck to you.
Good luck to you.
We're so cheesy. Why?
Corny.
I don't even understand.
The whole salad.
You can continue this also, the conversation.
Conversation on social media.
On social media at 885_UFM. We have a message. Isaac from Ikorodu says, would I rather be rich in a country that feels like the system, the very system itself, is out to kill you? A country that takes and takes from you but never gives? Or would I be managing in a country that still gives me access to the basic things I need with the hope of rising up and actually saving enough money to live a better life?
Definitely.
Hello, good morning, 88.5. How are you guys doing?
Hi, mommy. Good morning.
I was about to say, Mrs. Sule, good morning.
I couldn't even hide myself.
No.
No, you can't. By this time, even I know. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you, Rachel. How's your weekend?
My weekend was eh. It was okay.
In 30 seconds, Rachel.
In 30 seconds. Wow, who's the presenter here? Is it you or me?
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm trying to take over.
Okay.
Anyway, we're talking about...
managing in Nigeria versus being in Canada versus being rich in Nigeria.
Managing in Canada versus being rich here?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
I'm too much of a homegirl to want to go managing in Canada. Yeah. My position on this matter is, look, if we work hard, yes, we're working hard, the system is not working, things are wrong, but yeah, at some point, everything worked. So what went wrong? Let's go back to putting the country together. We all get rich here. So we stand a chance of going anywhere we want to go. Enjoy yourself in Canada. Take a vacation. Go spend your money and come back home. In the course of putting your country back together, your money value gets better positioning everywhere. So...
preach,
that way
mom.
You walk into a shop in London, wherever, and they shut down the shop because a Nigerian woman is there.
Hey.
That's the reason that I want to live. You see what I'm saying? I want to be able to get rich here, spend my money here, spend my money in the UK, spend my money anywhere. In Canada, I get there and they stop because I've walked in.
Then
I go back home and be me.
Loving the energy. All right, thank you so much for calling.
All right,
bye, Mama.
Have a good time. Bye.
You too. Bye bye.
Got something to say? We've got all day. 88.5 UFM. Talk to us.